Today is the bicentennial of one of the great moments in real estate history.
On this date, 200 years ago, a desperate seller, one Napoleon Bonaparte of France, sold more than 800,000 square miles of undeveloped land to an eager buyer, the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson.
In schoolbook shorthand, this is the anniversary of the Louisiana Purchase. And some purchase it was.
Without a shot being fired, the USA doubled in size. And just imagine what the real estate listing would have sounded like if it had been handled by a professional.
Purple Mountains majesty like you can't believe. Boundless flatland that can create amber waves of grain. We have got 830,000 square miles stretching up the Mississippi to Canada, back on down to the Gulf of Mexico, over across to the Rocky Mountains. This is the kind of opportunity that you can't pass up. There's riverfront property. Now, if you can get this deal done today, we will throw in the city of New Orleans and several frontier towns that you can use as a basis for expansion. This property is going to give you the opportunity for at least 13, 14, maybe even 15 more of those states that you call them. We had an original asking price of $22,500,000, but we have brought that down. We know that you're our buyer. To be honest, we've got a very, very motivated seller here.
That is realtor Jim Thoming of RE/MAX in Cherry Creek, Colorado. By the way, one reason Napoleon was such an eager seller was that he needed to finance his dream of an empire in Europe. Of course, 12 years later, he met his Waterloo.
But America's expansion fared better. That chunk of North America that France sold to Jefferson 200 years ago started a 19th century expansion across the entire continent, a drive that came to be known as Manifest Destiny.
In 1819, Florida and the Gulf Coast were purchased from Spain. Texas was annexed in 1845.
The next year, a border treaty brought in the Oregon Territory.
California and neighboring lands were pried from Mexico in 1848.
Finally, the last significant continental puzzle piece was put in place in 1853, when James Gadsden engineered a purchase of an important sliver of what would become southern Arizona and New Mexico. That cost about 33 cents an acre.
But the Louisiana Purchase was a buyer's dream at 4 cents an acre. President Jefferson had such faith in the deal that he signed the deal before doing what most buyers do, inspecting the property. He left that to Lewis and Clark.
The 1803 purchase we mark today was a better bargain than another famous real estate transaction nearly 200 years earlier. That's when the Dutch bought Manhattan. They took the island off the hands of the Native Americans for 60 guilders, about $24, or the equivalent in beads, depending on which historian you ask. Either way, it was more expensive per acre than the deal that was struck 200 years ago today.